I am Johnny White Really Really. Welcome to Lunch Watch. Give me an H. Give me an E. Give me an L. Give me an L. Give me an O. What's that spell? What's that spell? What does that spell? Hello, of course. And also, of course, hello. And also, give me a W. Oh no, I was going to do welcome. But really and truly, hello to you and yours and them and theirs, whoever they shall be. And here is Lunch Watch. Anyhow, yes, it's Lunch Watch. And in case you don't know, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, Johnny White Really Really, as well as the ever shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti, to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? I slept for 2 hours last night and then woke up at about 4 a.m. and couldn't get back to sleep, try as I might. And, you know, you might as well try. After that, whenever I felt myself falling into sleep, I'd panic that I was falling into death. So I stayed up and watched a long interview with Lorne Michaels, before thinking, what on earth are you doing watching a long interview with Lorne Michaels? Who will you be watching a long interview with next? The mayor of Rotherham? So, apologies if I'm not on my usual platinum form, but as Lorne Michaels would say, I can't always be on my usual platinum form. But enough about Lorne Michaels and death, because it's time to sit out on the lawn of lunch. And there was a good selection this week, and a hopeful selection, and I was, as I can't stop myself from being, emboldened to see them. A couple of instances of Ribena, I mean, we've all seen it, we all know what it is, as well as a veritable painter's palette of other offerings. What an awful sentence that is. As well as a veritable painter's palette of other offerings. Sickening. But before we get into the business of the front runners, not into their business, but before their business gets into our business, i.e. before I say them who they are. Before we get into all that, I need to attend to my famous orders of business. And quite frankly, this section is now me checking in with our most famous disqualification, Hank Hill, who joins us again on the phone. How are you doing?
I'm great, yeah.
Yeah, so what's been going on? Did you manage to get a lunch in?
Well, I didn't really have time for lunch during the official hours, to be honest. I have been hungover. I bought this Clamato.
It's like tomato with clams in it.
It's tomato with clam juice in it. There's no.
Oh, okay.
No, there's no textural aspect.
Oh, it's not like bubble tea, but with clams.
I used it to make a Michelada.
A Michelada?
Yeah, it's like clam and tomato juice mixed with beer and
oh,
hot
I
sauce.
Thought you were kidding. I thought you were kidding around with
that. No, it's a real life drink.
What sort of temperature are we looking at?
It's got ice in it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that'd be wild. Maybe that's the winter version, like hot clam and tomato soup.
Mulled.
Yeah, but it kind of emboldened me, and I went roller skating, which was quite good fun. I initially tried the quad skates, but had to move on to inline.
Ah, yeah, I knew you were going to move on to those inlines.
but the music that they play is quite good fun. I was quite proudly dancing to the YMCA whilst going around this rink.
How many other people were there? Were you the only one?
I went with my friend, and there was just a lot of families there and some teenage boys who were showing off.
Ah, yeah.
So we had to go and sit in the cafe, and I bought a fish finger sandwich to share. But what I was amazed by is in the cafe, they had a 2-foot-tall metal sculpture of Predator from the film Predator. And I was taking some pictures of it. And I said, oh, why have you got this? And she just said, oh, I think it's something to do with ice skating. And I mean, I've seen most of the Predator films, and he doesn't go ice skating in any of them.
It'd be quite a fearsome sight.
It'd be quite good. I think He's at an advantage there because people don't stand still, do they?
Well, it would make his heat vision really easy to use.
Yeah, the kind of contrast.
I suppose it would have to mean that everyone else is ice skating as well.
Maybe it's the kind of like, you know how they have to really advertise these things now? It's a dying sport, ice skating. So maybe like a kind of commercial driver. You go in on a Thursday afternoon and there's a man dressed as Predator and he chases you around the ice rink.
I'd turn around and beg whoever was in the suit to tell me that they were pretending. And they wouldn't. They'd carry on because they'd think that I actually like being afraid, but I wouldn't be enjoying it.
Do you think ice skating is only for those who enjoy being afraid?
Yeah. It doesn't suit me, and I'm afraid of stuff, so I assume that must suit people who are of an opposite temperament. Well, that's good. Well, are you going to get a lunch today?
Yeah, I just quickly made it. I'm a bit worried it'll be a bit bland, but...
Spice it up with a bit of spice.
Yes, a bit of spice. from June.
Yeah, nice.
Let the spice flow.
That's been your slogan for ages now.
It has, yeah. The subject of a BBC Three documentary, actually. It's called Let the Spice Flow.
I knew it. I knew there was something different about you today. All right, man. Well, I hope you have a nice lunch and a nice rest of the week. And yeah, we hope to catch up with you again next week.
Excellent. I'll see you then.
All right. See you then, man.
Goodbye. Bye.
So there you have it. And now for the three front runners. Firstly, Luke. His entry is garlic, lemon and herb chicken with roasted sweet potato, courgette, onion, garlic, carrot and squash, all grown in the garden with a bit of mint yogurt dressing. And a cup of grapefruit and pineapple green tea. Fancy today me. Double drop for garlic. And by the time I'd read the bit about how it was all grown in the garden, I'll damn my eyes if I didn't hear air horn sound effects ringing out from the very walls around me. Great stuff. And yes, fancy as all hell. Secondly, we had Lucy. Her entry... cheese and onion toasty with sourdough bread and a cheeky salad, followed by... a mini Schweppes followed by a mini packet of chocolate fingers. It was sublime. And I agree. Sublime in all three senses. The noble, the splendid, and the terrifying. Great stuff. I would eat that meal all day long and then continue deep into the night. And lastly, we had Louise. Her entry... baba ganoush on Ryvitas, then a biscuit-flavoured Yorkshire tea to follow. Ryvita is one of those things that you remain contemptuous of for your whole life, only that after a certain point you also begin to eat it. I've never heard of placing baba ganoush on one, but the very notion inflamed my imagination, and I've been fighting the blaze ever since. Not sure what biscuit-flavoured Yorkshire tea is. This might be a novel way of saying tea and a biscuit. And who is arguing against that? Because I would like to show them the door and how to use it. And as we mull over the three front runners, I just like to do the little heads or tails game. And once again, Zoe joins us on the phone. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Are you in a car park again?
I'm in a car park. I'm at the bottom of the very same fire escape I was at last week because I had such luck with it.
Always idling underneath that fire escape. And do you have a coin with you?
I've got a coin.
And can you tell us the denomination of coin?
It is very nice and shiny 2p.
Is it the same 2p as from last time?
It's not the same 2p. That was my 2p that I then lost.
Your personal
2p. This is a 2p I've borrowed off Connor.
Oh,
I said,
wow.
Do you have a coin? And he said, I've got three... copper coins of varying shininess, and I was like, give me the shiniest one you've got, and it's a shiny 2p.
Tools of the trade. You should have said tools of the trade and then wandered off.
I'll say it when I go back in.
All right, and so everyone out there, if you'd like to fix in your mind for what you would like this to mean or stand for or decide, and Zoe is about to do the coin. Are you ready, Zoe?
I'm ready.
And remember, it was heads last week after a clean sweep of tails before that. So
it
can
was.
We break the logjam? Oh no, logjam's already broken. Well, let's see what happens. So here
just
it comes.
Just re-affix the logjam.
Yes, let's see if we can get that logjam back in place.
Okay, and it's going up.
And
it is a tail.
Tails.
Hello, logjam.
Hello, logjam, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Okay, wonderful. Well, yes, that's great. That's great. Thanks everyone at home for taking part, and thank you, Zoe, for flipping the coin.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you again soon. I mean, yeah. What? So I didn't know how to end it.
Yes, we will.
Okay. All right. Bye, bye, Zoe.
Bye.
And so the final judgment looms on the horizon. Incidentally, many years ago, on Valentine's Day of 2009, to be totally accurate, I tried to explain to a gentle Frenchman who worked as a waiter in the Gherkin, although we weren't in the Gherkin, what looming was. "Am I looming to you?" he asked. And it's one of the best things I've ever been asked, I think. But anyhow, so yep, the final judgment looms to all of us. And to help you and me and us all, I'd just like to do my world-famous little recap of the three front-runners and ask, who shalt win? I like saying shalt today. Will it be Luke, with his garden-grown chicken feast and fruit tea? Will it be Lucy, with her cheese toasty and miniature Schweppes? Or perhaps it could be Louise with her baba ganoush on Ryvita with biscuit tea. And it is my fate in this life to bring you the news that this week the winner is Louise. You've won lunch rush, basically.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Shut up.
I'm afraid.
Really?
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with that, actually. Wowza.
So talk us through. It was quite a eclectic combo.
I mean, it was just some Ryvitas and
regulation Ryvitas or some.
Yeah, it was just standard like red packet ones.
Ah, yeah.
Slightly broken in my bag as well, so it wasn't even like it didn't look that great. I got some.
Wouldn't win any first prize in a beauty pageant.
No. They'd been upset if I'd have presented that on like a TV show. But and I got some baba ganoush, which that was delicious.
Is it where'd you get that from, out of interest?
That was just the corner shop, actually. You know, like often they do like a really nice range of like hummuses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The one called Metze. There's a range. It's like
got a green lid.
Oh, Sabra. Oh, is it? I don't know.
But it was really nice, you know, smoky.
Ooh.
Really delicious. And I had that. But then what I really want to talk to you about is so I've bought some biscuit-flavoured Yorkshire tea. So it's biscuit-flavoured tea, right? Because I don't know about you, but I like...
tea, this is what I... Okay.
Yeah, so you know in the afternoon sometimes when you want, like, tea and biscuits?
Yeah.
Do you ever have that?
Yes, I've been known. It's been known.
You've had it.
Yeah.
So I bought this biscuit flavored tea, and I just thought, I won't like it. But
wait, when you say because I couldn't tell if you meant that it had been flavored by some biscuits that you'd is actually legit.
So it's a legit Yorkshire. So it's Yorkshire tea, and it's biscuit flavor, and let's put it this way, you're not going to need a biscuit with it.
Does it make you feel as if do you feel full in the same way?
No, you don't feel full, but because you're drinking the tea almost fills you up in the way that
a biscuit would.
Yeah, but you also it tastes like you've just had biscuit as well. So I suppose like...
Is it sweet?
It's not even sweet. It's more like malty. But I can't stress enough that if you like tea and biscuit, you'll probably enjoy this tea.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
And have you had any? Are you having a similar thing today? What have you had lunch today?
No, I haven't yet.
What time is it now? Oh no! Sorry, it's a bit early for lunch, isn't it?
Well, it's like 1 o'clock-ish, so I'll probably have it quite soon. To be fair, probably a bit of leftover chili from last night. I'm not gonna lie.
You can't say fairer than leftover chili. You do well to say less fair.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I have that a lot though.
And are there any lunches that you would like to particularly see win in the future?
I don't know, actually. Like, I like it, to be honest. I think someone that spends a lot of time making a sandwich, you know, like a proper, like they've spent about sort of half an hour on it.
A gourmand. sandwich?
Just like, yeah, just someone that's gone out and bought, like...
What would you say if someone had spent 2 hours making a sandwich?
Oh, mate, that's got to win, hasn't it?
So all remains to say is thank you for taking part and congratulations again for winning.
Thanks. I'm actually really chuffed. Thank you so much.
And we hope you will lunch from now until the rest of time. And please do enter again next week.
I will do.
And have a very nice rest of the day and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I worked as a music teacher in a primary school for absolutely ages at one time in my life. And in the mornings, I'd have Ryvita and peanut butter for breakfast. The kids thought this was absolutely appalling, mind you. And I couldn't disagree. I wouldn't. And I don't. There was one kid I taught piano to, and 1 week she said that in another lesson she'd written a story about what would happen to me in my life. I can't remember much of it, except for the end, where someone divorced me on a beach, and then I died, and then died again in heaven. And I'm not a superstitious person, although I am, I'm just not for the purposes of this speaking bit. But I'd like to go on record as saying, I really hope that doesn't happen. Even just the beach. I've got no use for the beach, and it has no use for me. Or if it does, it has yet to reveal it to me. And probably won't until the very end, where it will all be revealed in a terrible flourish. Stay away from the beaches, guys. It's just not worth it. All right, that's all from me, and I hope you're satisfied.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.